Can you hear me over the air? Wow. This is muddy. Well, I think that we should probably sort of case around and try to figure out where the least bad
plot is
and devote our energies there. This is that old donut shop. And I don't know if they put all this gravel down like before. Like when they rip it out before it is empty, or if it's just left over from like the foundation.
I'm surprised if it's just left over from the foundation. Maybe they spread some down afterwards.
In here isn't so bad. It's also depressed a little bit, so it'll get more water when all the thing runs off. And in here is it bad? And maybe we can put some bulbs along there. What kind of bulbs are they? What do they look like?
It's a great big mix of them. I know there's some gladiolus in there, some dahlia, maybe some tulips. It's a mix of probably like 8 or 10 different kind of bulbed plants.
They're from Holland. They're international.
Those will flower this summer.
Wow.
Because they're summer flowering. So if you throw them in the ground now, by like July or August, we'll have
flowers. You had the right idea wearing boots. I took all mine. I moved mine last night. Okay. Cool. Also, maybe I think clustering things by some existing things.
I think putting some bulbs around that tree.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
It'll also keep them maybe from getting
washed away.
Uh-huh. Or mowed.
This is
because it does look like they mowed this.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put some sunflowers by that light post because that'll also help keep them from getting mowed.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
I just look at everybody like they're a potential
co-conspirator. Hey, come help.
All right, where do you want to start?
Well, do you want to take that shovel and start digging around the light pole? I also brought a sharp shovel.
Yeah. It's pretty new. Thank you. the other day and talked about that for dinner last night. Make little pellets. But with this moving thing coming up at the last minute, I didn't. we planted two little beds. One kind of pathetic one in a mud spot in the middle, delimited by bricks that we scavenged from the site. And then also some sunflowers and bulbs and other dill over by a light post. I'll see in a little bit if any of them come up.